I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company, for the first time since their production of Unveiling, returns to the Rose Fire Bay in the John Waldron Arts Center for a production of Martin McDonagh's Lonesome West. It's part of a trilogy. The first, The Queen of Lennon, describes a woman who has a keepsake fireplace poker that's strangely marked with red substance. The second of the plays, a gentleman who's a grave digger, but he's actually a grave digger upper. His keepsake is what may be the skull of his wife. I'm told that the third in the trilogy, The Lonesome West, is the funniest of the three, but that it also partakes. Our guests are the director, Randy White, and one of the actors, Elena Cheshire. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Randy, tell us about choosing this piece by Martin McDonagh.
I've been a big fan of McDonagh for a while. He sort of hit the scene in 1997, 98 with these plays out of nowhere, and he was nominated over 2 years for Tony nominations for Beauty Queen and The Lonesome West with a remarkable gift for language that the Irish playwrights often have, but with a very skewed and macabre sense of humor. And I think The Lonesome West of the three in this trilogy is far and away the funniest. It's a remarkably hilarious black comedy with at its center not the skull of Connemara or the poker that ends up in the side of the head of the poor mother in Beauty Queen, but in this one, it starts with the death of the father, which happens just before the play starts, who has a shotgun, unfortunately, does him away. And the play sort of spills out from there as to what happened, how did it happen, and which one of the brothers that are left inherits the money. There's a priest who's involved. He's sort of a fabulous cliche of an Irish priest with his drinking problem, and but desperately trying to solve these boys' antagonisms that are building towards what seems like a violent end. And there's a young girl that comes along.
That's me.
The local gal who's peddling the town hooch. You know, he's dealing with sort of traditional notions of what we consider to be sort of Irish cliche images and characters and sort of spinning them around like tops and setting them off in different directions. It's a very funny play.
Elena, you're the one who plays the single female character here.
Yeah, she's kind of the shot of estrogen in the play, for sure. It's a really interesting part because she's this intelligent young woman in this kind of masculine, harsh environment, and you find her trying to survive. She uses her sexuality. She uses her kind of tough tomboyishness. You know, it's she's a very surprisingly complicated character, and I'm having a ball, you know, trying to figure her out and play her.
Now, you're a senior at IU. You were actually in the theater and drama department.
Yes,
there.
I am.
Have you found that this background has prepared you for this particular role?
Well, I mean, yes, definitely. And also, I bring some of my own experience. I think being, you know, a woman in any kind of environment, there's different ways that you adapt to things than if you're a man, for sure.
He's actually riffing in this one. I mean, he both in the title and in the subject matter on Sam Shepard play, True West. I mean, he takes that sort of dynamic of the two brothers that's in True West, transplants it to Ireland, ups the ante a fair bit, sends them off with the hooch peddled by the girl and the Irish priest. The whole dynamic of the play is, what will these two brothers do to top each other? And you sit there and you go, well, it can't go any further. It simply can't get any more outrageous as to how far they'll go to one up the other, and it does. And they get to this point in the second act where they're bringing up their past. It's not just what they're doing now, but their past and what they've done over the, you know, 30, 40 years that they've known each other. And they just keep ratcheting it. And the more it gets, the crazier it gets, the blacker it gets, the funnier it gets.
Randy White, the director, and also Elena Cheshire, who's an actor in the cast of The Lonesome West. It plays in the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, described as a feckin' Irish comedy, and it opens on March 25th, plays through April 10th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.